These days, director Elia Kazan is best remembered for his classic, highly influential 1950s features, including A Streetcar Named Desire, On the Waterfront, and East of Eden. However, one of his earliest screen credits is too often overlooked, but is well worth discovering. It is titled Boomerang. It dates from 1947, and Kino Lorber recently released it to home entertainment. Boomerang deals with issues that are as relevant today as when the film first came to movie theaters. It is the fact-based account of the murder of a beloved priest who for years had been ministering to his flock in a small Connecticut town. Shock and outrage accompany the crime. A suspect is not immediately arrested, and citizens, committees, politicians, business people, and the media are clamoring for an arrest. So apprehending the real culprit is not the issue. Getting at the truth is not the issue. The office holders and business folk in particular are more concerned with winning elections and making money than with nabbing the real killer. And there is nothing subtle about their agendas. One of the characters notes, "I don't care if he's guilty or not, I've got to win an election." Now, does this sound familiar or what? Additionally, given all the behind-the-scenes maneuvering, the local police department is under great scrutiny. And eventually, and ever so conveniently, a drifter is arrested. Now sure, he may have spent 5 years in the military and fought for his country in the just-concluded war, but he is an outsider. So the assumption that he is the killer is oh so convenient, and the police put undue pressure on him to coax a confession. Coming to his rescue is the story's hero, a state's attorney who senses that something is amiss. To him, the facts, and the facts alone, are what count. He knows all too well that his job is to convict the guilty and protect the innocent. So he will not placate those in power as he searches for the truth. Now, cinematically speaking, Boomerang features a sense of realism that remains as eye-opening today as it was in 1947. Back then, this filmmaking style was becoming increasingly prevalent in the American cinema. Boomerang was shot not on a Hollywood soundstage, but on location. The street scenes were filmed in Stamford, Connecticut, and the courthouse scenes were shot in White Plains, New York. Now granted, plenty of familiar names and faces appear on screen, including Dana Andrews, Jane Wyatt, Lee J. Cobb, Arthur Kennedy, Sam Levine, and Ed Begley. You can spot an unbilled Carl Malden, who is seen as a cop. If you look closely, you will spot a very young Brian Keith in a crowd of men who, if allowed, easily might lynch the suspect. And playwright Arthur Miller, who then was close friends with Elia Kazan, appears as a lineup suspect. But what really uplifts Boomerang is that, mixed in with the actors, are non-professionals. Some have speaking parts, while others, even though they are on the film's fringes, add a genuine sense of atmosphere that could not be recreated on a Hollywood soundstage. And so, cinematically speaking, Boomerang has a post-war semi-documentary feel that, back in 1947, was groundbreaking and refreshing.